I'm going to call to order the January the 30th Ways and Means Committee hearing. We just have one bill on the agenda. I'd like to first start, though, by having the pages come to the committee table and introduce themselves to the committee for New Year.
I'm Pat Kaluza. I was page for this committee last year, and I will be the primary page this year.
All right, thank you, Patrick.
I'm Michelle Kopek, and I will be. I was here last year, and I'll be helping out.
All right, thank you. We're glad you're here. The next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for the May 18th meeting.
So moved.
Representative Howes, did you have?
Madam Chair, I think we missed a couple pages.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought we just had two. They doubled up. Come join us. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm Grace Doyle. I'm a new page this year.
Sure.
Welcome. All right. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Okay. Minutes for the May 18th meeting. Representative Kiffmeyer moves approval. Are there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. The next item on our agenda is Senate File 149. The companion to this was House File 211, which we heard last year, so I will move Senate File 149 to be considered by the committee, and this will be moved to the General Register. Representative Wardlaw, if you'd like to welcome to the committee. And I believe that we have a delete all amendment, the A12 amendment. Is that correct? You'd like that move to get the bill in the shape that you'd like to discuss. Okay, members, I will move approval of the A12 amendment to get the bill in the shape the author would like to discuss. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A12 amendment say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. The A12 amendment is adopted. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House File, like you mentioned, House File 211 passed through this committee last year. The amendment takes two pieces of 211, now Senate File 149, and keeps them exactly as they were in 211. First conciliation court jurisdiction is raised, $15,000 for everything but consumer credit transactions and property forfeitures. I'm sorry, from five to $7,500 to $10,000, and then $4,000 to $5,000 for consumer credit transactions. The second piece of the bill, Section 2, allows for an automatic right of appeal, interlocutory appeal of class action certification decisions, so that defendants in a class action lawsuit don't have to wait to the end of proceedings or through a lengthy jury trial to appeal the initial decision certifying the class. That's a brief description of the bill. The fiscal note is new, but it is identical to the fiscal note that this committee heard and passed on last year with regard to these pieces of House File 211, and it shows net savings, as you can see, of $41,000 in each year.
All right, thank you, Representative Wardlaw. Are there any questions for the bill author? Representative Biskins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Wardlaw, I'm going to speak to Section 2, and I realize we only deal with money here, but I do just a quick question. Is it conceivable that the court made the initial order would then be the same court to hear whether or not to stay their order? Is that conceivable?
Representative Wardlaw.
Thank you, Representative Biskins, Madam Chair. No, the appeal would be heard by the Court of Appeals. The initial court, the district court, proceedings would automatically be stayed if a party thought there was some good cause for lifting the stay of a discovery, for example. They may make a motion to the district court. The district court would determine whether or not to lift the stay and allow discovery to continue. while the appeal is proceeding in the Court of Appeals.
Yeah. Representative Biscuits.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair and Representative Wardlaw. I'm not quite sure I articulated what I was asking. All right. You did say, I think you used the word automatically stayed, but I'm not sure that's how the bill reads. And the second, I'll come back again. Who determines whether an order is stayed? Is it the appeals court who will then agree to hear the appeal, or is it the court that made the initial ruling in the first place? In other words, are we creating a situation where a court says, I rule this way, but I might be wrong, so I'm going to stay my ruling while you appeal it?
Representative Wardlaw.
Thank you, Representative Biskins, Madam Chair. The bill does automatically stay proceedings in the district court and allows for a right to appeal the certification decision to the Court of Appeals. So if a party wants to appeal the certification order immediately, they can go ahead and do so. If they choose to do so, the bill allows for an automatic stay of the proceedings at the district court level while the appeal is pending, unless, of course, a party at the district court feels there's good cause to lift that stay, for example, to permit additional discovery if there's a, for example, exfoliation of evidence concern, something like that.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Carlson.
Yeah, Madam Chair, as you pointed out, the fiscal note, which is our primary interest here this morning, is the same savings of the $41,000. But in my view, Section 2 remains very controversial. I mean, you've automatically, under the language there, taking discretion away from the court, although they, as you point out, may lift the stay, but they won't be able to, it automatically creates any discretionary work to prepare for future court cases in a class action suit. So I suspect there's probably going to be a pretty heavy debate on this on the House floor, but I find it remains problematic with Section 2 in the bill. That's my point.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? Representative Kahn.
Yes. Madam Chairman and Representative Wardlaw, as I vaguely recall, because this is not a subject I follow closely, this took an inordinate amount of time on the House floor, like hours or, you know, days or something very long. What's the difference, and why do we not expect that to happen this time, or are you looking forward to it happening again this time?
Representative Wardlaw.
Thank you, Representative Kahn. Madam Chair, I don't believe this should take an inordinate amount of time on the floor. I don't know that this particular section of the bill was the cause for any lengthy debate on the floor. I frankly can't recall which portions of the bill. You'll recall House File 211 was an omnibus torts bill and had many sections. I think this amendment keeps sections 6 and 7 of the original bill, so just a small portion of the original bill, and that should expedite any proceedings on the floor. And I don't believe this is terribly controversial. All it does is allows defendants to get an order up front whether or not there's a proper class for a class action to go forward, so they don't have to wait to the end of the a lengthy and expensive jury trial or go through the calculation of whether they want to pay some kind of settlement for a looking ahead at the risk, pay some kind of settlement just to avoid the difficult to anticipate costs of such a proceeding.
Representative Kahn.
Well, there are a lot of people whom I hold, a bunch of people at least, whom I hold in great respect who testified against the bill. Are those people all supporting it now?
Representative Kahn, I'm not
That's
sure
true.
Who you're...
Representative Wardlow. He's the one who must know the most about it, so it's to him, I guess.
Representative Wardlow.
Madam Chair, I'm Representative Kahn. I don't have a perfect recollection of all the different people that testified in favor of or in opposition to the bill, but this was fully vetted in committees last year, and the fiscal note was passed on by this committee, and this committee took a look at the bill last year, and there's nothing new here.
Representative Kahn.
Well, it's, you know, when you take out three quarters of a bill, it seems to me that there is something new, i.e. a lot is missing. So I'm just asking, you know, I have no reason to be opposed to it that I know of at this point. I'm just asking you, because I would have assumed if I had a bill that ran into that kind of difficulty, which I have had on occasion, I usually talk to everybody who caused that difficulty and see if it's been alleviated.
Well, Representative Kahn, I think
it's kind of surprised that you haven't done that.
Well, Representative Kahn, the original bill, I think, that took all the time had 11 sections, at least the copy that I have, as sure. was passed through committee on May 10th, and we're just moving two sections of this bill here. So that may or may not cut down on the time. It's purely speculation at this point.
Okay. So. I just wondered if we could cut down on it by having the author answer some of those questions here, because I guess the bill is in this committee for some reason, so I thought that was it.
Yeah, Representative Kahn, the bill's in this committee. It came back here when session ended, and there is the fiscal note, which, of course, hasn't changed. So we're just basically moving back to the floor. Any other questions? All right. Seeing none, I will renew my motion that Senate File 149, as amended, be recommended to pass and refer to the General Register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
No.
No.
The motion prevails. Members, we do have a new member of the committee, Representative Gottwald. Welcome to the committee, and it's just for purely housekeeping at this point. I don't see that we'll have a meeting before Monday, February 13th, but we will be meeting on Monday, February 13th, to hear the legislative auditor's report on fiscal notes. And with that, if there's no other business to come before the committee, the committee is adjourned.
I'm
sorry.
I was just going to ask, and it's strictly an overview of the audit report. No bills will be on the calendar.
I'm sorry. Representative Carlson, at this point, that's all we have, but I wouldn't be surprised.
If you could let us know, because sometimes we like to discuss prior to the meeting the agenda, and if it's just the audit report, we probably wouldn't meet, but if there are bills, we'd probably want an update.
And certainly we'll keep you informed.